This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Fellowship President Yael Eckstein shares from her audiobook, Generation to Generation, about the lessons of hope that are embedded in the Jewish observance of Tisha B'Av, an annual day of mourning for the Jewish people. Today, Yael continues the story of her family's escape from the Nazis and the hope found in these stories.
My great-grandfather had been on his way to get gas for the car when he was told that the Nazis were heading in the direction of his family. He abandoned the quest for fuel and ran to find his family and bring them to a safe place. But by the time he got to the car, all he saw were shards of glass, bullets, and no sign of his family. He was certain his family had been murdered. Still, he did not give up hope that perhaps they had survived. And while my great-grandmother tried to move on without her husband, a part of her refused to give up hope that maybe, just maybe, he was alive. Each one held out to the tiniest bit of hope that the other had survived. And eventually, they found one another. These were my bedtime stories growing up. Seared into my soul is the notion that no matter how hopeless a situation looks, there is always room for hope. Against the dark backdrop of the Holocaust, I learned to see the glimmer of light, no matter how faint, in every situation. Years later, I would hear my father compare the aftermath of the Holocaust to Ezekiel's vision of the dry bones.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca. This has been Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada.